You know, I'm not upset about yesterday.
I'm not as upset as
last year.
Yeah,
now,
well,
if it happens over and over again, I'll start to become.
Well, if we lose this week, then a total change in the way I feel.
Mm-hmm. Then I'm calling for heads.
Well, then it's just you can really panic and you can be like, ooh. Yeah.
There it is.
Stop your dreaming, let yourself float upon the notion. We can work it out, we can work it out, baby. Go ahead, lose yourself inside this opportunity that we gon' make it right now, make it right now.
Hey, we live and we learn, we crash and we burn. Right now my only rhyme is this lesson I learned. You talk about trust, I talk about lust. It's not appealing as you truly speak your feelings. I'll be looking at the ceiling, so concealing.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating's at zero, but I did just pour myself a vodka drink. Because you kind of need it after this week. All right, so we waited all this time. We had no fears about the offense.
We were you could probably quote me on that.
Yeah, no, we all are.
Multiple times.
We were all suspect of the defense. And, I mean, we knew Arizona wasn't going to be a cakewalk, but I'm not sure that anyone expected so many screen passes. One has to wonder if it was a matchup decision or did Sean Payton's intern only print one page of his playbook to bring to Arizona. But don't worry, because any non-screen pass play ended with a dropped ball by the wide receivers. This and more on this week's episode of the Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
It's probably 1.5. Just have one drink, but this is it.
You're doing the old start with a number and land the plane, right?
Something like that.
Feed the plane. Whereas me, I'm starting with zero, and I'm going to rise. I'm not going to rise up Red Sea. Speaking of, what the fuck?
Oh, fuck, man.
What was that?
Rise up
Red Sea? Come on.
Well, it works so well for the Falcons, right?
Right. All right. Well, and Damon is not with us right now. He may join us later on, but he's got some personal issues he's dealing with. So we're going to go into game recap. All right, so the question is, was this the tale of two halves? Or did it look like the Saints kind of lost their edge overall? And by the Saints, I mean Sean Payton. Because it kind of felt like the Cardinals came out aggressive and never let up. Reminded me of the early Peyton years, right? I mean, but between last year and this week, it kind of looks like Peyton's playing not to lose.
It's like he lost his balls ever since Roger chopped them off a couple years ago. Doesn't seem to be all the way back.
Well,
I mean, it's weird. Look, they got behind early. The lack of pass rush, really, on that first touchdown. I mean, Palmer had...
Yeah, all day.
Right, like 60 minutes to throw, so of course he's going to find somebody. Like, the coverage was okay, but you gotta get somebody in there. I mean,
you
this
can't
is a guy
cover
coming
that
off...
Long, yeah.
He's coming off an ACL tear less than a year ago.
Well, Cam Jordan, and I think he pump-faked, and that probably made Cam Jordan jump back like he was, but Cam Jordan was coming towards him and just, like, pulled back. And he was almost kind of jogging, too. Like, he wasn't putting the effort on that play.
I mean, I just noticed there was no rush whatsoever. I mean, eventually he was going to find somebody.
Yeah. Speaking of Cam Jordan, you know he was playing against the backup. Still couldn't penetrate.
He could slap that ass, though.
I mean, what? How much are we paying this guy?
A lot. And then with his deal last week with his nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
He even had a chance for an interception. Guy threw it right at his head.
Yeah, but I could see that. Kind of.
I mean, I know it's a tough play, but still.
Yeah.
You know? But just the lack of pressure. I mean, we had a couple of pressures. No sacks.
Now, granted, that Arizona has a good offensive line other than the backup guy, right?
No, I didn't think so. No,
it's their defensive line that's good, right?
Right. Well, their whole defense.
Well, that's true, yeah.
and their linebackers and the secondary.
Look, the defense had ups and downs. Look, we're just starting. We're playing so many new guys.
Right.
It's amazing when you think about it, having such a change in a short period of time, and yet still have a top five QB in the league. Usually that doesn't happen. So you're going along, you have high expectations because of your quarterback, but look, I mean,
missing Bird, right, and Lewis
Spiller.
But I'm talking about on defense.
Well, yeah, you are, and then Raphael Bush goes out,
mm-hmm,
because we just cannot escape this injury nightmare that we're in.
But it was the defense. You don't put this one on the defense. I mean, the offense stalled. How many drives? I mean, that's one thing. Actually, one good thing is Hocker really showed up and kicked. What was he, 4 for 4?
4 for 4, yeah.
So that's four drives. It's four touchdowns that the old offense would have scored on.
And I mean, that's it. Yeah, 1 for 4 in the red zone. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not going to get it done, especially on the road.
Right. And then that would have changed everything, of course. And your defense played good enough to win.
And I mean, that last touchdown was kind of
we
were really pressing for the run, and they got the pass, so it's a little fluky. But after the rough start, I mean, we gave up a couple touchdowns early, but after that, they kind of
tightened up,
hunkered in. I mean, bunch of penalties.
Yeah.
Especially pro. It was one play. We had three penalties.
Oh, yeah. Now, are you okay with those because he's playing aggressive and he's kind of settled in, or are you a little worried that he got no discipline?
I mean, it's something we're going to have to live with this year. I mean, with all these young guys with not a lot of experience.
Yeah, I kind of – the penalties that he was getting, it's at least aggressive play type stuff. Now, not the one in the end zone that gives him the first down, which I think was a bullshit call anyway. Oh, that was on Swan, wasn't it?
It could have been. It's either
whatever.
Lots of flags to go around.
Yeah, that's true.
But look, there were encouraging signs. Kaká forced the fumble.
Kaká. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look up here. Look up here.
Catch your ball. Catch your ball.
Yes, you did.
Fumble. Fumble.
And look, there were penalties in the back, but they also had a couple of decent plays back there. So it's going to be you got to have a little patience to deal with all the young players we're trying to integrate. But there were encouraging signs. You know, it's not totally deflated. I mean, the Cardinals are a good team too.
Right. Yeah.
They won 11 games last year.
We got like you know, Bobby Hebert said it after the game, and I think Sean Payton kind of, you know, he can't really say it, but I think if you read between the lines, we got beat by a better team yesterday.
Well, I wouldn't say our – well, they are – yeah, probably so.
They are better. Right now they are. That's not to say they will.
Yeah, right now they are.
Each from now, but they're better right now.
Right.
This weekend in September, they were the better football team.
Mm-hmm.
But we're an incomplete team, too. Not to make excuses, but – all right, so good signs. Coleman's first touchdown was a beauty.
That was a nice play. Real nice. And look, even, especially, you know, the offense had its issues, but going in – you know, Colston just looks like he might be done.
What do you think about that?
No, sir. I didn't like it.
So, but excluding Colston, so you've got Cooks, Coleman, and Snead that are going to feature wide receiver-wise. Cooks, all of his 10 NFL starts, and the other two are making their first ever NFL.
Yeah.
Actual NFL game experience. So they're going to come along. They're not here yet, but.
Yeah.
But you know,
Snead had the one catch for his 63-yard catch.
Yeah,
and then I mean, you really, if you look at, all right, so Ingram had the 59-yard catch. Snead had a 63-yard catch. Kyrie Robinson took one for 22. Cooks for 30. We had big plays. Coleman had a 19-yarder. Was that the touchdown? No,
wasn't
the touchdown. I mean, everybody had a big play. It's just our drives stalled. At the end of the field.
And, of course, everybody's going to push the, oh, no Jimmy Graham. You know.
Oh, my God. How many times do they have to bring that up during the broadcast?
It's going to be all year. It's going to be all year with that. Come on.
Even NFL Network this morning on the highlights. Well, you know, if they had Jimmy Graham, it might have gone ever.
I mean, look, not that there isn't, you know, some truth to that, because you having a player like that in the red zone certainly helps, but you ignore the fact that we got Max Unger for him, and the Saints' pass protection yesterday was
much better.
Was really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, like, if Breeze has that kind of time every game, normally he's going to find somebody.
Right.
So as they play more snaps together. And again, they didn't. Breeze didn't even play a lot in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and he goes 30 for 48, 355 yards. I mean, the only, like I said, the only thing missing was the touchdowns. He played a great game. I'm not going to count the interception. That's Colston's fault.
No, I mean, like, he played as well as we call. You know, we didn't run the ball very often.
No, but do you think the screen passes was the run play? Was
it was, but when you use them every other play, they kind of lose their their effectiveness.
Well, if you hand off every other play.
Well, I just throw something different out there.
I know, but I think it really was matchup. Sean Payton's post-game, he did talk about, like, yeah, that was intentional because they had success or somebody had, so it's a matchup thing. Like, that's just the way to beat this defense. Apparently it's not.
Well, look, there was that one play with Kyrie where it's a screen, you know, inside the red zone, and his lineman runs into him, basically kind of mm-hmm. knocks the play out. But if he doesn't and he stops and he cuts back inside, he's got a hole, at least a first down,
mm-hmm.
possibly a touchdown. But I don't know. It's just I feel like the offense, you know, let us down, couldn't get it done.
Right. It's not often that a Sean Payton, Drew Brees team that you say that.
And then just acting passive, like not trying to dictate a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, not only 8 running plays called in the second half. Granted, can you blame them? It's not like we were effectively running.
I feel like you got to mix it up a little bit.
I mean, I know, but...
And then, you know, it's just the conservatism, the calls. I mean, we got the punt at the end, which... I know he says...
But again, you talk about the conservatism. I mean, we had a 59-yard play. We had a 63-yard play. We had a 22-yard play. We had a
right, on screen passes. I mean, what...
Well, then they worked. Then it was the right thing to do.
But I'm talking about... Like, it's not, 2 minutes left in the game.
We want to blame all that screen pass. We want to blame all that. All of that worked. What didn't work was when you got close, when you got in the red zone. Ugh. That's where we fell short. Now, maybe you shouldn't be calling screen passes there. I don't know. Or maybe you should. Maybe they stopped, and they shouldn't have stopped. Or maybe you should have run the ball when you got there. I don't know. But everybody's complaining about the amount of screen passes. But they worked.
Got a lot of yards.
Yeah, all right. So you were talking about the punt.
Yeah, the punt. He says, everybody, I mean, I know you're back inside your 10, but, I mean, at that point, even if you stop them, and get the ball back. You're getting the ball back with a minute left in the exact same spot with no timeouts. Whereas at least now you have 2 minutes, you have 2 timeouts. More than likely, even if you were to get it back, it's not going to work anyway. So just take a chance. You've got 2 minutes and 2 timeouts. Gives you a lot more ammo to work with if you can convert there. I mean, you're on the road.
Come on, do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay.
Do it. Mm-hmm. Do it.
Seriously, do it.
Yeah, there's the whole play aggressive, right? Play not to win or play not to lose versus playing to win. Man, the statement. Think about the difference between the onside kick to open the second half in the Super Bowl and to yesterday where you punt with the game on the line with 2 minutes left. You don't trust your offense anymore.
It's like, well, I'm all out of screens. I got nothing left.
Smoke too many bowls.
You know, really, yeah, that's it. Yeah. But, look, overall, I'm encouraged a little bit. There are signs, but it just the game makes you realize that it's not going to come right away with all these players you're trying to bring in here.
And we shouldn't be surprised by that.
No, I'm a homer. I have absurd expectations.
Right. This is more realistic here. All right. Let's move on to Look At Him Tweets. Pull that one in early because they're game related.
You want to pull the direct message tweet first, the Neil? Or do you want...
Did we get one from Neil?
Yeah. Did you not read the message?
I'm off to Wales next Saturday to watch Ireland versus Canada in the Rugby World Cup. Can you play a...
Fuck Canada!
Hey, fuck you, buddy!
on the next show in my honor. Not only that, but I think we should play a song.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada! With all their beady little eyes and flapping heads so full of lies.
Blame Canada! Blame Canada!
We need to form a full assault!
Your head is lost!
Alright, the next tweet comes in during the game or right after the game. This one coming from Craig in Baltimore. I'm going to renew my question from last week. What was worse, defensive line or wide receiver? We couldn't get pressure on a banged up offensive line, and then Colston did not look good. Our leading receiver was our running backs.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Mark Ingram was the leading receiver. 8 catches for 98 yards.
Right, right. And even Kyrie had a lot of catches.
Mm-hmm. 5 for 51. Willie Snead, 1 for 63. Cooks, 4 for 49. Colvin, 4 for 41.
I mean, yeah, receivers just couldn't really get open. Maybe hopefully they're going to learn as they get some experience. But, I mean, and then you look at the defense, too. I mean, where the fuck was Akeem Hicks? Did he even dress out? I mean, really, not a lot of... Wait. Just not a lot of pressure anywhere.
I saw Akeem Hicks on the field.
Oh, did you know?
In the huddle.
Okay.
I didn't see him do anything else.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm going to... Okay, well, here's the thing with receivers. So we only have still technically 4 receivers on the roster. They had called up Shontavious Jones, and they just released him again, picked back up Hightower.
Mm-hmm.
So we still only have 4 receivers. So, I mean, I got to think we pick up a receiver. We either one of the Morgans or... somebody, right? Are we just going to go in with just the 4 that we have and the 2 tight ends?
Seems like it.
That's another thing, too.
Well, again, you don't need 5 receivers when Mark Ingram and Kyrie Robinson are picking up most of the
pass. Yeah, right, right. 4 receivers is the perfect number for a great screen game.
All right, let's do another tweet here. We got a lot of them coming in. Okay, another one from Craig. It's only game 1. The play calling was way too predictable. Is this the biggest issue with Peyton post 2012? And pre 2012, but I don't think he meant that.
Just his lack of, I don't know, lack of like of just coming out there and just standing up and just waving your dick around.
Right.
Like, he doesn't seem to have that anymore.
Right. It's
for whatever reason.
The swagger.
Goodell chopped his nuts off, man.
Stella needs to get her groove back.
Another reason to hate Roger Goodell.
Mm-hmm. Hungry Hudat comes in with, if the Saints don't drop 60 on Tampa, is it officially over? I don't think they have to drop 60, but I think that may really mean if we don't beat Tampa.
Well, look, if I have a little optimism now. If we don't beat Tampa, all bets are off, then it can, you know, it could be really bad.
Yeah, especially considering how bad
Tampa just got shredded at home by a bad Tennessee team.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna skip the Hungry Hoot. I had one. Is Philly this bad or is Philly this bad? Huh?
Fucking Philly, man. I can't believe they blew that game. Chip Kelly pulled Sean Payton.
There you go.
And I had the ball 4th down, decided to go for the field goal, missed.
Yeah. All right, so Fuck the Falcons comes in with, should Colston be the 3rd or 4th wide receiver?
Oof.
Which cut receiver are we most likely to bring back? And then, I don't know, hashtag Damon stroke out? I don't get that.
Because he yells a lot. He strokes out a lot.
Oh, he would be looking forward to a Damon rant about Marcus Colston right now. Got it.
I would say pick up Joe Morgan. Because
for those of you, that's why Damon's not here.
Right.
He had a stroke. A real stroke. All right, who what now? What would you pick up?
Joe Morgan. That's who I would, if I'm picking up a guy, I go with Joe Morgan.
I would agree to that.
I mean, just look, any time that he's on the field and he touches the ball, good things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, big plays happen.
True that.
So, I'll take my chances with him. And, I mean, with all the other knuckleheads on this team, I mean, Joe Morgan can't be that bad, right?
No.
I mean, with the Kyrie's shit that came out, like, it just seems like it's a team of assholes. Cam Jordan's deal last week, Kyrie Robinson's deal last week that happened at the Greenbrier.
We knew Kyrie Robinson was an asshole from last year when he was tweeting shit back and forth with fans.
Remember? You remember
that? Yeah, I remember. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's just Kyrie Robinson. But he can run good.
And catch good. As evidence.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it, we lose Pierre Thomas, and we'll just throw more screens at you. You know? You think we gave up,
Craig?
We don't
that
have
means
the,
we're unpredictable. Right. Who would have thought?
We don't have the best screen catching running back of all time. We no longer have. We're just going to throw more of them at you.
We let go of him, even though he still had legs.
Right. Oh yeah. I'm amazed that
he's not anywhere. I know.
Yeah. I'm utterly amazed.
Yeah. All right. Tom comes in. Tom Ensign. That's Twins 09.
Oh no! We suck again.
Perfect. And then Glenn Fitz comes in. Wouldn't it be safe to just draft every player coming out of LSU? Impact players on every team in the NFL.
Except us. We don't draft NFL players. It's weird. I mean, look.
You mean LSU players?
What did I say?
We don't draft NFL players. Apparently not either.
Right. Maybe this year we did, but No. Yeah, I mean, we don't draft LSU players. It's amazing. I mean, the guy we went against
last
week.
Was Devery Henderson, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, when we drafted Al Woods, that didn't work out.
Oh.
But Tyrann Mathieu in Arizona, and Peterson, we'd have never had a chance to draft. But Mathieu, you've got Lyle Collins at Dallas, this situation. Or just in general, yeah. We don't, kind of amazing, we don't draft LSU players.
Yeah.
What we're due? Well, we're going to need, probably going to need a receiver or two over the next draft. That's what I predict.
Yeah, already. Okay. That's all I got for looking at him tweet.
Are we in the blue Corsica or something?
We might be. Rabbit.
I'm just looking for the CD case, okay, damn it.
Right, I know. Let's go into NFL Reach Around. I got a quick little one for here. Actually, this one I'm kind of carrying over from Look at Him tweets.
Uh-huh.
The question of how is it, and I think we kind of touched on this, but how is it that Atlanta can end up with the Mercedes-Benz Dome?
It's Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
What? Oh.
Is the official name.
I mean, we know money talks, and that's what it is, but really, guys? You want to be the Saints that bad?
Well, yeah. It's Atlanta. Should you expect anything less from them?
Oh,
Detroit was
starting to become the...
I mean, there are two NBA arenas that are both called American Airlines. Maybe one's Arena, maybe the other one's Center.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
So, I still think a Mercedes-Benz Superdome is much better than whatever Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
I'd rather be a dome than a metal asshole.
Right. I was going to say, that's the new building, right? That it's going to be... The Mercedes-Benz asshole.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Okay.
All right, Reggie Bush getting carted off the field for San Francisco.
Oh, shit. I started him, too.
Might be a broken bone.
Fuck.
I don't know. Didn't look good.
Now I gotta go check my scores.
I don't wish any ill will on Reggie, though.
Mm-mm. Well, it's funny you said that, because that is the true topic of NFL Reach Around that I wanted to talk about. All the injuries to big players across the league yesterday. I mean, Ellington in Arizona, Dez Bryant, Terrell Suggs,
Antonio
Hilton, Antonio Cromartie, DeSean Jackson, and Josh McCown, which means Johnny Manziel.
Right, Johnny Football.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry, we'll get to Johnny Football later.
Yeah.
That's a tease.
Ooh. So... Impact on, we know there's impact on fantasy, but impact on the league? Or is this normal? Or does it just feel like a lot of impact players got hurt on week one?
I mean, it feels like it, but like injuries happen so often in the NFL. It's such a physical game. These guys, they train so hard, their bodies are pushed to the maximum capacity, and body is not meant to handle all this shit. You know, it's going to break down, but I don't ever wish injury on a player, but we play Dallas in week four. Dez Bryant will not be suiting up for the Cowboys. And probably neither will Gregory. They're a defensive end rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He had an injury this week, so both of them are probably going to be out against the game against the Saints, which sign me up for that shit right away. No, please.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I know what you're saying. I agree. Like, you know,
I just think it's
injury.
I mean, look, it's life in the NFL. Look at all of our injuries. Raphael Bush, torn pec. I mean, he's probably out for the season. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a huge blow to this team. It's just another injury that we just, I mean, what? It's amazing how many injuries we've had. We just cannot get out of this hole.
And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge. To find a way out. Of course, there's always my way.
You know, we're already missing, like you said earlier, we're already missing Lewis, we're already missing Bird, now we're going to be missing Bush. Mrs. Spiller, it's aggravating.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really aggravating.
Yeah. The only other thing, I guess, for NFL reach around purposes wanted to talk about was some game results.
Yeah, just around the league.
Yeah.
Seattle lost to St. Louis.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And oh, yeah. So Seattle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then yeah. There's your segment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd have a different type of yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see how he says yeah?
Oh. No, I have to laugh because Seattle tries the onside kick and then afterward pretends like that wasn't the plan all along. You know, you're not going to be like us. Again, so copycat. Everybody wants to be the Saints.
Oh no, that's not. What it is. It's fun to watch.
Let
them.
Me have this.
Okay, go ahead. Have it.
No, go on.
Have it. It's just nice to watch them lose, is all.
Mm-hmm.
No, look, Graham scored a touchdown for them. You know, great, wonderful, but their offensive line is still a mess without Unger. And we saw the difference Unger made for Breeze.
How did Marshawn Lynch perform? Do we know?
I think he scored a touchdown, but I mean, I don't really know. No Cam Chancellor for them. That's still a held out lingering, so that's nice.
Yeah. Lynch had 73 yards. Yeah. No touchdown.
And they traveled to Green Bay this week, so they could be 0-2.
Ooh, that would be great. And that's what kind of pisses me off, too. They lose, and we lose, man. We could have had a win right there.
Well.
But maybe Sean Payton was giving Arizona the win so that they could have the leg up in their division.
Nope. Thank you.
You should have stopped that. You previous state.
Hashtag conspiracy theories.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
Let's see. What else? I mean, I'm trying to think of anything.
Seattle them. I mean, you could talk about the Tampa thing, but I think we'll talk about that in game preview. Tampa getting shit kicked out.
Yeah. I mean, you've got Buffalo beating Indy. The Giants brain farting into the game last night. Losing to Dallas.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to bed just assuming.
They had it?
Yeah, it was over.
Well, the thing is, too, like, I don't mind. I do mind that Dallas won, but I hate now. Of course, everybody's, you know, I even saw a headline, Mr. Reliable, about Tony Romo.
Yeah, he does that. Look, he does have a lot of fourth quarter comebacks.
He also has a lot of fourth quarter sharts.
He does. He does. Look, that's going to be a big game in 3 weeks. To be a lot easier without Dez Bryant.
Yeah, true that.
But yeah, I mean, like Indy losing on the road to Buffalo, kind of shocking fashion.
Do you know that on NFL.com there's already a thing called playoff predictions?
Sure to go wrong.
Hey!
You had England, New England, but I guess we'll mention that later in Pick'em's recap.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah, with that, we're going to move into Pick'em.
It's time to play the game. Put your money on the table. Come on. It's the one game. You never win. Yeah.
All right, once again, we had a lot of guys step up and play some pick'ems with us this week. Real quick question for you. Who picked Pittsburgh between the three of us?
I did.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. It was a push.
Yeah, but you had Pittsburgh, Baltimore, San Diego, KC, and Tampa, right?
Yeah, I sure did.
And then I had New England, Denver, San Diego, Kansas City, Tampa.
Just like Damon.
Yes. Okay. That's where I messed up. 1-2. So you went 3. No, you went 2.
I went 2-1. You went 3-1-1.
See, what I was saying is actually you should get the win because they just didn't cover.
I mean,
you either win or you don't.
I know we could do that.
I think
if you're the team catching points and you tie, then you get a win.
Yeah.
That we can make a rule right here. That's fine. Whatever.
Done.
All right.
I don't
done
like dealing
done.
With ties.
Okay, you know what? I like that idea.
Well, yeah, because you just picked up a win.
Well, but also, it's nice not dealing with ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we're all 3-2 then.
Yeah. There you have it. The extended play, week one, we'll certainly mention everybody that plays. Wheels played, Glenn played, Hungry Hudat played, Jimbo Rance played, Dad to Twins played, Alex Barbie played, and RD played.
Oh, I do need to mention that when I mentioned last week the results of last year, when I said I won, that was just out of the three of us.
That's right.
Podcasters, yeah. Alex Barbie actually won the league.
There you go.
Sorry, Alex.
Credit where credit's due.
Uh-huh.
Learning.
Sammy, shut up.
Okay.
All right. So that being said, among the extended people, Glenn Fitz is winning the entire league at 4-1.
Damn, Fitz.
Yep.
So, yeah, first week of picks, we all went 3-2. So, we decided to change up the rules a little bit this week. If you have the underdog and it's a push, it's a tie, we're going to award the win to the underdog just to avoid dealing with the ties.
Yeah.
So, because of that, we all went 3-2 last week. I had Pittsburgh, you guys had New England, then you guys had Denver, I had Baltimore, then we both had San Diego and KC, and had Tampa. So we're all 3-2. All right, moving on to week two. Start to feel like maybe you know a little bit about it. Maybe a little bit out of the NFL this season. Probably not, but you have a better idea than at least you have a better idea than we do.
Nope. Right. Thank you.
Because week one's always tough. All right, week two. I'm going to start off with the Thursday night special. The Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams coming off wins. Denver a win against Baltimore and KC winning in Houston last week. This game is in Kansas City, divisional game, and the Chiefs are favored by 3. Denver didn't look great this past week.
Denver's at KC?
It's at KC.
And KC's getting 3.
No, KC is giving
3. Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Chiefs. Like I said last week, I think they're a good team this year. And I think this might be the end of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on what we saw yesterday.
And usually he's good at the beginning of the season.
Right. That's what I was saying last week. It's 5 touchdowns, man. Yeah, I'm a Chief believer. So I'm taking KC as well. At home, 3 points? Yeah. Until Peyton Manning feels his fingertips.
Right.
And I'm the one who said last week, I don't care if he can't feel his fingertips. Well, now I care.
That you did. All right. I'm assuming Damon, he'll probably pick Denver because he loves the Bears.
Oh, that's right.
You know, like I should almost pin it in.
Let's try and predict. So,
okay.
We'll say we think Damon will take Denver. All right.
Okay. I'll write it in small letters.
Yeah.
All right. Our next game, a big game here, rematch of the NFC Championship game last year, the Seattle Seahawks at the Green Bay Packers. Ooh. Seattle. Losing last week in St. Louis, like we talked about earlier. Green Bay winning in Chicago last week. James Jones coming back. He was released by the Giants. Signs with the Packers last week. Comes on and scores 2 touchdowns last week against the Bears. Just Green Bay plugging along. Still no Cam Chancellor for Seattle as of now. We'll see what happens this week. I mean, supposedly they're only like $900,000 apart. They can't get it done. Like I said, in Green Bay, Green Bay's favored by 3.5.
Okay.
I think it's a Sunday night game, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
That'll be fun to watch. I'll go first on this one, and I'm going to take Green Bay on principle.
Right.
Other than the fact that I really just want them to win by 4 points.
All right. I think I'm going to – yeah, I think I'm going to take Green Bay. If this game was in Seattle, I might take Seattle, but go the other way around.
Right.
Especially, I mean, if Chancellor doesn't play again, definitely go with
– yeah. Okay. And then I think Damon would take –
I think he would probably take Green Bay.
Okay, I think so too.
Next game, Dallas at Philly. Dallas, of course, coming off that crazy win last night against the Giants. Another comeback. Going against Philly, who stumbled on the road at Atlanta. I mean, really had a chance to at least take the lead late. You know, it was a slow start for them, but man, in the second half, they were rolling. And just couldn't.
Why do you think that is? I mean, to me, if it was just a slow start, then depending on what the spread is.
I mean, look, Sam Bradford basically hadn't played in like 2 years, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little understandable. But Philly played great in the second half, just didn't get it done, just choked it away.
Yeah.
So this game is in Philly, and now this is the most current spread that I'm looking at. So I don't know if it factors in the game tonight, the loss tonight, but as of what I'm showing right now, they're favored by 5. Game in Philadelphia. Favored by 5. I'll go first. I'm actually going to take Dallas.
So you're saying Philadelphia's favored by 5?
Yep.
And you are taking Dallas.
I'm taking Dallas.
Dallas, Philadelphia.
Philadelphia
at home by 5.
Kind of regretting the pick already, but I think
I think Philadelphia wins. I just think this is gonna be another one of those tight, close games. I mean, both of those teams ended up only winning by 2 or losing by 2, winning
right.
by 1.
Lose by 2 by 1, yeah.
So I'm gonna go ahead and stay with Dallas. I'm stay with you on that one.
Damon.
Okay. And I think Damon's gonna take Philadelphia.
Yeah, I kind of think so too, especially losing Dez. All right, next game, AFC matchup, the San Diego Chargers at the Cincinnati Bengals, both teams coming off wins. San Diego with a come-from-behind win against Detroit. Cincinnati handling Oakland pretty easily on the road in Oakland. This game is in Cincinnati. Bengals are favored by 3.5.
I hate these half-point bullshits. Just say 4.
Well, let's say you don't have ties. I almost wish every game at a half point.
Oh, that's true.
Worry about the tie.
That is true. Okay. All right, so it's my turn to go first. I will take – all right, so it's at Cincinnati. They're favored by 3.5. Boy, I'm a believer with San Diego, at least for the first half of the year. I will take the Bengals at home.
I want to take the Chargers on the road.
All right. I have no reason other than –
okay. A home team, right?
Yep.
That's it. I think Damon would take Cincinnati.
All right. I mean, I'm taking Cincinnati because it's not a playoff game.
Ah, that's a good point.
You see what I did there?
That's what you did. That's good. Okay. Yeah, I'll go. All right, and now our shitty game of the week.
Here we go! Of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That fucking pile of shit never gets me very far.
Actually, kind of tough slate of games to pick from the shitty game. But we're going to go with the 1-0 Tennessee Titans.
They're still shitty.
They're still shitty, but coming off a win against equally shitty Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Last week at the Cleveland Johnny Footballs.
Ooh.
McCown with a concussion for Cleveland in week 1, which means Johnny Football start this game for Cleveland. Cleveland actually favored by 1.5.
All right. You know, I'm going first. I was going to take Cleveland no matter what. I actually think for some reason Johnny Football comes out slinging. I think Cleveland wins by 10 or more.
Wow.
Huh. And that's only because the football gods are going to make it so that we have to hear about how Johnny Football is the greatest quarterback since Tim Tebow.
I think I'm going to go with Tennessee here. I'm not a believer in Johnny. Just Cleveland in general, I just don't think it's...
Yeah, unless they play the Saints.
I think Damon would probably take... You think he would take Cleveland?
No. I think he, based on... I think based on Mariota's performance yesterday, as well as... I don't think he's a Johnny Football fan. Or believer.
Oh, he's not a typical NFL quarterback, so probably not.
So I think... Yeah, I think yeah. Take Tennessee.
Alright, we'll see how accurate we are.
Yeah.
Bold predictions, sure to go wrong.
There you go. Alright, so that is Pick'ems, everybody. So once again, remember, Dome Patrol podcast fans, listeners, you are going to remain in the competition as long as your record is at least half matches, the sum of your wins and losses is at least half of total games. Listen to the show and tweet us your picks using hashtag Dome Patrol Podcast, hashtag Pick'ems. And you are picking against the spread on games mentioned on the show. So with that, we'll move into Saints Preview! So the Bucs come to New Orleans. It's a noon kickoff. The Bucs, as if you don't know by now, coming off a 42-14 loss to Tennessee. Jameis Winston's first NFL pass this week was a touchdown.
A pick six.
For the other team, that's right. He ended up with a 64.0 passer rating, 50% completion, two touchdowns, and two picks. Do you think he bounces back, or do you think we got a case of a bumbling rookie?
Well,
that we could take advantage of.
It is our pathetic pass rush, so I don't know that we're going to be able to force him to make any bad decisions.
Don't worry, Jameis. There's a team to bounce back.
Right. There's a pass rush to go against. This is it. It is going to be nice to get back in the dome finally. No, I didn't go to the preseason game, so I haven't been in the dome since December, I guess. Assuming that was the last game, so that'll be nice. Man, I wish we'd have had the weather we had this past weekend. Cold front came through. It was so nice.
Right.
Well, Saturday and
warm.
On Sunday, so it's going to be a little warmer. But
how do you know?
I saw the forecast.
10-day forecast.
Well, now it's 5-day forecast.
Oh, those are never right either.
They're no 2-day forecast.
You
got to
wait for
that. Right.
Exactly.
But it'll be nice to get out there, get back in the dome.
You think the crowd...
Oh, look, I think the crowd's going to be ready. And look, this is definitely a must-win game. I don't think we can't lose to Tampa and have any kind of hope for...
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be dire.
Start out 0-2.
Yeah, can't, especially with both Atlanta and Carolina being 1-0 in the division. Us and Tampa are 0-1. I mean, we have to win this game.
Yeah.
Even if not just for the team psyche.
Right.
Like I don't think... I mean, we can't afford to lose to effing Tampa.
No. I think offense puts it together for sure this time. And I don't is anybody
well, we're also Keenan not we're Lewis, not playing as good a team either.
Is Keenan Lewis or
no, he's out.
Jay Bird, how long are they out for?
Lewis is out for another few weeks. Bird, no clue. Bird is still MIA. Spiller, I would doubt plays this week.
Yeah, I think that I was expecting already 2 weeks for him the first.
You know what? I'll say we'll get our first major injured player back that Sunday night Dallas game.
Mm-hmm.
Week 4. That's my prediction. For at least one of these guys being back.
Okay.
So, I mean, you playing a, you know, definitely not as good a team this week, and it's at home. The crowd's going to be fired up.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to get out to a fast start. You know, get the crowd into it early.
Yeah.
I mean, make the rookie play from behind. I mean, you make him do that, he's going to make mistakes.
Right.
Yeah, it would be great if we can get the coin toss, drive a touchdown, and have that crowd behind that defense after.
Especially if, God forbid, we could get a turnover or even a touchdown. We're on such a long drought of games without either a defensive or a special teams touchdown. It's like the third or fourth longest streak in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Like, since 2013, we have not had a defensive or special teams TD.
Well, we used them all up in 09.
I mean, really? It's
you
absurd.
Only get so many per decade.
We're just so due for something. Just, you know, that aggressive cornerback play. Just let it turn into something. You know, if you're going to get a pick or two, it's going to be against a rookie.
Yeah.
And this is going to be an ideal situation to make something.
We were in a few. There was at least besides the Cam Jordan, at least I think Browner had an opportunity for an interception. He actually should have come down with it. Wasn't it right on the 1 yard line or something? You don't remember that, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I was at a party. It was kind of.
Oh.
A lot of stuff going on. It wasn't an ideal. A
lot of stuff going on.
For the most part, I watched, majority of the game. It was just not as easy to focus on it when somewhere else with a bunch of people around.
Yeah, well, that happened. So
I'm ready to get back in the dome, get focused. And look, they definitely need this win. They need to show something, get some pressure, get some sacks. Just get a couple find a way to get a couple turnovers. Just something. Especially something like that that can fire up the crowd, get them going, and find a way to score when you get in the red zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all we were missing, yeah. We talked about that at the top of the show.
The Cardinals were basically putting seven guys back, defensive in the defensive secondary, saying, "All right, find a hole." I mean, it's not gonna be easy. They didn't make it easy for us. We got to find a way to get a guy open. Got to find a way.
Life finds a way.
Touchdowns!
Find a way.
So that's what I'm looking forward to. Just come out and play well. We can't afford a loss this week. We really can't afford a loss. I mean, what would your... if we come in next week on the show and it's 0-2, do you know how dire and negative just the show, the whole atmosphere surrounding the team?
It'll feel like last year.
I don't want that feeling again. I didn't like it. Oh, a little British kid.
Neil's scared
British kid. I mean, look, we need to get back and winning in the dome too. I mean, we're on a five game losing streak in the dome. Not ideal.
Mm-mm.
I'm ready to, I want to let my W shirt fly. I'm ready. Ready.
Well, you can next week. I believe.
You have to, man. You have to believe. It's too early for too much negativity, I guess.
Well, right. Yesterday wasn't the atrocity that last year was. Keep that in mind. We didn't play against Cleveland or Tennessee. We played against Arizona, a playoff team. A team that went 7-0 last year?
They went they had a really good record with Carson Palmer.
Carson Palmer hasn't lost as a Cardinal yet.
No, I think they were 9-1 with Carson.
No. They did not lose with Carson Palmer.
Okay.
So we played against a better team. That's fine. It doesn't mean that we're pathetic and that we suck. If we lose next week, it means we're pathetic and we suck.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But we should win. So, score predictions for next week.
All right. I'm going to go 31-17.
Saints?
Yeah. I mean, I have to.
All right. No, I think that's fair. I mean, Tampa just let up 42 last week. And,
it's sad that they just let up 42, and I can't bring myself to give Saints more than 31.
Well, they're right. Well, I mean, that just doesn't happen all the time.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Their defense is going to make adjustments, and they're going to get better. So I say 38-24.
Okay. Oh, man.
Two random numbers pulled out of my ass. Okay. Final thoughts.
It's basically not ready to panic yet. You know, there were good things to see, and you just have to take the mentality of it's going to take a little time for all these guys. Because we don't want to be patient. Fortunately, all these bad drafts the last 4 or 5 years have caught up to us, and now we're stuck waiting for hopefully what could amount to a decent class this year.
Yeah.
Guys to produce. So,
hey, give them a couple weeks to gel.
Look, there's a lot to look forward to. You know, don't hang your heads for losing to a playoff team.
Right. I mean, we gotta face the reality that it's not 2009 or 2011.
Yeah.
Every year's a different team, and we're not, you know, we're not the best in the league right now, and that's okay. Not everybody can be the best. Only one team can be the best.
Yep, there's a 90-something percent failure rate.
Right. Yeah, so then my quick final thoughts, I'm going to say I finished Daredevil on Netflix.
Ah, nice.
And for those of you who haven't watched it, I highly recommend it. I know Jason does. I know Damon does. They've been waiting for me to finish it so that we could talk about it, which we won't on the show for spoiler reasons. But all I'm going to say is that is one badass show. The fight scenes are phenomenal.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Yeah, I can't argue with you.
well made show. All right, that's all the show we. Speaking of shows, that's all of our show that we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkey.
Bye-bye, undefeated Saint Season donkey.
A little early. Good night, Hootat Nation.
Now I'm coming home again. Maybe we could start again. Start again.